went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's B&B Pool and Spa. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I'll ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us for the answers that you seek. My direct email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And my phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding. That's the purpose of this show, and that's why we're here each week. And my cohort to help me do this show, his name is Mark Sabin, and he's standing in studio with me. And good morning, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, good morning, Doc Rick, and thank you for having me here today and to discuss some, you know, other topics that are related to people's health and how the different approaches to health work. And certainly, from your perspective, you look at health from an alternative perspective from the traditional medical authorities that we use on a daily basis. And one of the big differences in the alternative medicine that you practice is the way you relate to drugs. And I think that I'd like to talk to you about how people that use drugs and how drugs affect you, because really, when you talk about drugs so often, you talk about the fact that they're toxic chemicals and these treat people's conditions, but isn't that kind of a harsh description for what drugs are?
Well, just so that we're clear, we're talking about pharmaceutical grade, quote, medication. They do fall under the category of drugs. We do have the Food and Drug Administration. We do have the Drug Enforcement Agency. So I guess everybody's calling them drugs. But to be politically correct, we're talking about prescription pharmaceutical medications that are supposed to be regulated and administered by the medical profession. And so, asking, is it a harsh assessment for the term drugs? That depends on the truth of the matter or the effects of the matter for that sense.
Well, it's the fact that I think at the basis of so many drugs, they are toxic in nature. I mean, they're trying to kill whatever the problem that ails you, isn't it?
Kill it or mask it.
Okay, that's a different thing. So, but I mean, all these medications that we're talking about, the prescription medications, a lot of them do help extend people's lives, don't they?
Yes, and that's because they're not dealing with the underlying cause of the problem. So masking a problem in an effort to lengthen someone's life without giving them the vital information of the cause, as far as I'm concerned, is negligent from my perspective. We do not teach people to take responsibility for their conditions. We simply encourage them to mask the problem to create a bigger problem later on down the road.
But, I mean, aren't some of these people's lives made better by these medications?
I would love for you to define better. I mean, if taking pain-masking medication that ultimately creates more basis for pain, except you don't know it because your pain has been masked, is that good quality care or is that feeding the problem without knowing that what you're doing is actually feeding the problem?
Well, I think one of the things that in your approach is different is that you try to deal with a person's health before it reaches a level of crisis. And a lot of times if you are in pain, if you have symptoms like that, you're in crisis. So, but there are some types of illnesses that just sneak in, right?
Sneak in?
Yeah, I mean.
Absolutely not. Problems, all problems come from, they come over with time. So manifestation of a symptom happens after a 60% loss of normal function. So my question to you would be is, where's the intervention after a 10% loss or a 20% loss or even a 30% loss? Let's mask the symptom to drive the function down even more, so surgery is your only option somewhere down the road. I mean, that's essentially what we're doing in our, quote, healthcare system of today in the year 2016.
Well, can you really prevent a person from getting to the point where they need that kind of medical intervention involving drugs?
Absolutely. I do it every single day that my doors are open in my office. And depending upon the person, some are simple and some require more intervention because of how long they've chosen to wait for the appropriate care. So it's something that I help people do all day, every day that my doors are open.
But you have to do that really on a case-by-case basis.
It's always a case-by-case basis. There is no one-size-fits-all. Unfortunately, medicine practices like there's a one-size-fits-all. But there is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to healthcare, in spite of what they want you to think.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, even if we're talking about over-the-counter drugs, where those can create their own set of problems, can't they?
Absolutely. All chemicals put into the body will create some level of complication somewhere down the road.
And a lot of these over-the-counter medications were originally available only by prescription. So we sort of think that everything would be coming from a doctor, but now after a certain amount of time, you see these medications available just simply by buying them.
Right. And the difficulty is the fact that they've been relegated to generally recognized as safe, but all chemicals that are put into the body are going to have some level of side effects, some level of consequence, because it's either pushing the body to do something that the body wasn't doing, or it's stopping the body from expressing what it is that you don't want to experience, but it's blocking normal function. And so when you block normal function, eventually that's going to lead to a bigger problem that's going to need harsher and harsher intervention.
Then what really could they mean by safe?
Exactly. Generally recognized as safe means that the consequences of it are not so severe that it, from wherever they draw the line, they say, well, as long as you're on this side of this particular line, then it's the consequences are really not so severe that we need to be concerned about it. But at the end of the day, we need to be concerned about anything that alters normal function from a symptom-based perspective.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, all drugs come with side effects. So on the other hand, if you need help, is there another choice?
There's always another choice. You need to search for another way, a more natural way, and do your best to never let it get that far and to understand the mechanisms. Okay, what is it that's going on in my life, both mentally, emotionally, maybe even spiritually? What am I doing physically? How am I stimulating my body with food? And you know, are things balanced or are they out of balance? And if they're out of balance, even though I'm able to deal with them, that doesn't mean that it's not creating a problem that's going to manifest in a symptom at some point down the road.
Mm-hmm. And some drug side effects sound more severe than even the illnesses that they're treating. So
absolutely.
What's a person supposed to do about that?
Again, they need to search for another way. They need to do some research. They need to do a real honest self-assessment of what's going on in my life. Where do I feel like I'm losing control? When you start to lose control, when you feel like life is controlling you versus you controlling life, the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to get pain. And that can either be physical pain or it can be mental, emotional pain. And either way, you need to take your power back and you need to figure out how to overcome that. The challenge is that most people, society teaches us to just put up with garbage rather than address the underlying issue. It's like, okay, well, don't focus on that. Focus on the outcome that we want you to get. And let's not care about how it is that you're feeling in the process of getting us the outcome that we want you to get.
And I mean, let's face it. I mean, when people come down with a chronic disease like diabetes or heart disease, by that time, the medication, there's a lot less choice in terms of being able to need something to get through the situation you're in.
Yeah, and it's honestly, it depends on the remedy. We are so brainwashed to think that there's only the medical way and that this is just not absolute. But with all the commercials making us think that this is the only case and that it's so common that we should all run out and do whatever it is that, you know, so many people buy into that notion and never actually take the time to think that there's probably another way.
And certainly you offer a different way and a different approach, and the people in the alternative healthcare industry are really looking at trying to do that.
Right, and it just depends upon their motivation. It depends upon their level of focus and their willingness to continue to go further and further and further and not just simply get stuck in a particular niche that they understand. It's you know, I continually go take seminars. I'm continually studying. I'm continually revamping my system and applying new information, and there are a lot of other practitioners out there that do that. And then there are some that are totally okay with the one tool that they have, and they'll just continually use that tool, and they may use it very effectively, but you know, if you're a carpenter and you swing a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and that's not always the case.
That's so true. Well, this is a very interesting conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the alternativehealthcarenetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you some more about this idea of medication as poison.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the alternativehealthcarenetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Doc Rick from When Your Health Matters radio show. Do you have pain? If you suffer with chronic pain and would like a natural solution that literally takes seconds to achieve, please call 845-561-2225 and schedule yourself for a free test. The test will let you know if this groundbreaking technique will end your pain. Don't live another day with pain when your life is waiting for you to reclaim it. Call 845-561-2225 and eliminate your pain. Sponsored in part by the Foundation for Wellness Professionals, a nonprofit organization.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about medication as a poison, or, you know, prescription medications as a poison. And Mark, I'm sure you got more comments or more direction for us.
Well, I do. I mean, nowadays, you know, what was once considered a terminal illness for people might not be. I mean, we hear about people recovering from things like cancer, which 50 years ago was simply a death sentence. And today people can get a diagnosis, they can live long, productive lives. And people with all these illnesses, they have to make a lot of compensations and compromises, but they do seem to be surviving much longer than in the past. So what do you say to people in those situations?
Find the truth about the solution, quote, being offered. When you learn the truth about and the different treatments and what you may be left with as a result, you may choose to find a different approach. Surgery is always waiting, but once you cut into a person, it's really hard to go back and create a stable state in the body because the body's been surgically altered.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many of these life-saving drugs now, and they're very expensive. The pharmaceutical industry has to spend billions of dollars researching and developing them. The FDA scrutinizes what they do and trying to make them safe for people to use those drugs that they develop. So doesn't it make sense that they have to have enough resources to pay for these multi-year studies that lead to these new discoveries?
If that's the method, what if we research cause versus treatments? And so what do you think would happen to our health if we actually look for the causes of problems as opposed to finding ways to mask and treat the symptom or treat the outcome? What would happen if we dumped true money into looking for the cause of disease, not simply making it a business that we now have everybody running for this or standing up for that or doing ice baths for this or all of these things where they're, quote, raising money? Does that money really go towards finding solutions? And based upon what I've seen all around the world, there are solutions out there, but because you can't make a lot of money off of it, it's not brought to the market. People aren't made aware of it. And lots of people lose their lives because the treatment that is being offered to them is simply oriented towards symptoms rather than actually fixing causes.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but there are two basic approaches you're talking about. One is to look at health from the perspective of how do you prevent the illness in the first place, the other from treating the illness once it's there. Can those two approaches work together?
Only if the symptom-based treatment is understood to be a short-term and not the solution, like unemployment insurance. It covers the individual for a short period of time during the transition back to a normal job. Medication should be the same thing, except it's not. It's profits over people, and that's the reason why it's a problem. We're not looking for solutions. We think that, okay, if we can self-regulate your blood pressure with this toxic chemical, why don't we just keep you on that for the rest of your life rather than addressing the reason for why you have high blood pressure?
Mm-hmm. And I suppose in a perfect world that our immune systems could really help prevent these illnesses that we're at risk for. But there's so many environmental problems like air pollution, water pollution, genetically modified foods, all the preservatives that we see in the foods, things that affect our hormones. It's little wonder that we live in a world that's not really ideal for our health.
Yes, and we truly are going to. Question is, are we really going to do anything about it? When the government supports the companies who create the problems, is it any wonder that we have the problems? The fact that they still refuse to allow genetically modified organisms to be labeled properly on the food so that the consumer can make the choice, then are they really looking to solve the problem or are they looking to perpetuate the problem?
And it seems like it takes so much effort today to try to remain healthy and to try to become aware of these things. I mean, with everything that we have else that we have to deal with from day to day, it's pretty hard to stay on top of what it means to be healthy and to do everything that's required in order to be healthy.
Well, that's because we're purposely distracted from what is right versus what makes profit. And once you understand what it takes to be healthy, then it really is not hard to stay there. It just, requires continuous same effort that got you there to keep you there. It's not hard. I mean, I don't have any issues staying healthy. Why? Because my lifestyle is about being healthy. And so it's my lifestyle isn't any harder than somebody who chooses to eat crap food. Mm-hmm. They just choose to eat crap food. I choose not to eat crap food.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about drugs again. I mean, do drugs in Western medicine, is it that they are highly targeted and really use toxic attempts to try to shoot down these diseases?
Well, that depends. They can corner the market and be the only game in town. Then we'll be put under the guise of treating the disease. The operative word is treating, except that treatment never ends unless the patient dies. And as far as I'm concerned, that's just completely wrong. It's like, okay, the Hippocratic Oath says first do no harm. And if the treatment is harmful to the body long term, even if it helps them short term, it's like, okay, you have a pain. Take some sort of pain reliever to get rid of the pain, but go and address the reason for why you got the pain to begin with, rather than becoming dependent upon taking the pain reliever, which is going to lead to other problems like a toxic liver.
And so one of the things that you do with your patients is that you work with people who may be in one of those short-term medications where they need something to get through it, or they may even have been prescribed a long-term medication, but you work gradually to wean them back to health and take them off the drugs and move into a different style of life.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, we were not meant to be taking these toxic chemicals, and I don't care about the FDA or all the advertisements or all the money that's being dumped into brainwashing people into getting them to be hooked on these particular medications as a solution, because it's quick, it's easy, and insurance insurance will pay for it. Well, I have a woman who's out on disability who's partially blind, who the cost of her medication just went through the roof, and she can't afford an additional $750 a month because her, quote, insurance company chose to no longer cover her vitally needed medication to keep her from having seizures.
And I think this is becoming more and more of a problem for more and more people, that they're seeing that they cannot afford the prescription medications that they're being prescribed.
Right. And so it just, you know, we have to look at the FDA and weigh the pros and cons versus, helping somebody versus making a monetary decision. And at the end of the day, people feel more stressed as a result to having these imbalances, and now the medications cost too much, and what are they supposed to do? And my hope is that, there'll be practitioners out there that are willing to help transition a person from being totally the effect of their condition to nurturing them back to being at cause over their condition so that they don't have their condition anymore.
It's interesting that, you know, in other modalities of healthcare, such as Ayurvedic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine and homeopathy and herbal medicine, the approach is almost the opposite to this idea of having a highly targeted toxic attack on whatever the problem is. These are forms of healthcare modalities that use a gentle, a wide band approach to treating a person, treating the whole person. Foods, herbs, in fact, are very gentle, and even the most preferred herbs are the most gentle. Isn't that true?
Absolutely, and they definitely are. And real solutions are completely benign and gentle on the body. Why? Because they are true solutions in concert with the body. They're not pushing or pulling the body like medicine does. They're not masking something or suppressing something. They're actually working with the body to promote normal physiology. And when you do that, it's a very gentle process. The person gets well very, very easily.
That's really great. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions I'd like to ask you about this idea of medications and how you can approach things differently.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial. You're listening to When Your Health Matters.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hun Toon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And myself and Mark Sabin are here in studio. And today we're talking about medication and how medication, at least from my perspective, can be seen as a poison because it's masking problems and it's altering physiology instead of restoring physiology. And so, Mark, what else do you want to cover here?
Well, you know, I want to turn to the latter stages of people's lives, and people do come to that point where continuing treatments, you know, might not be the best option for them. So are there different considerations for end-of-life care?
Yes, but that depends on who's asking. From the dignity standpoint, the patient and their family need to make that call, except they're not allowed to in many instances. And when that happens, then we have a problem. And the only thing to create that problem is the basis for profits. And so the question is how much profit is to be gained or lost in keeping the treatment going? And that's the question that nobody seems to be answering. But I'll tell you what, when the insurance runs out, you watch how quickly that person is asked to leave wherever their situation is, because now we can't make profit. And that's, you know, it's a tough situation. We don't have an adequate solution for the elderly in our country right now. And it's a sad situation. So for those of you who are not elderly right now, you need to do your proactive work now so that you don't end up being one of those elderly that isn't going to be properly taken care of because you don't have the necessary coverage.
Yeah, and one of the things that you often say is that if you don't have your health, you might as well be dead. Well, I mean, that's kind of a harsh position to take, but what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, when you lose your health, being alive is not a fun place to be, so we should all work to improve and maintain and sustain our health and do that every single day. Then life is worth living. Otherwise, what becomes the point? End the suffering or you might as well be dead. So the thing that becomes is that I want people. Yeah, that's a phrase that every time I say that in front of a new audience, it gets a chuckle out of the audience. But it's an uncomfortable chuckle because the truth is sometimes uncomfortable. And the truth is that when you're at the point in your life where your health is failing so much that you can't even get out of bed, what's the point of being alive?
I guess that's something that you really have to think about. I mean, one of the other things that you do in your approach to healthcare is you really put a lot of stock into a person's emotional health and how that directly affects your health. And that seems to be another major difference between allopathic medicine and your approach. Can you actually measure the effects, the impacts of emotions on someone's health?
Oh, absolutely. All health issues are riddled with emotional imbalances. And if you handle the emotions, then the physical seems to be restored. And until you handle the emotions, the physical is always going to have some level of imbalance in it because your physical body actually stores the suppressed, unaddressed emotion.
Mm-hmm. And you also take attitude into account. And that can be harder to gauge because sometimes they'll trick themselves into thinking that they're saying what you want to hear or what they think you want to hear. So how do you focus on what really matters?
Well, you ask the body and see what the body says. Then you'll know the truth because the person's nervous system has no ability to lie. It simply responds to stimuli. And so I can tell when a person, why? Because I have 25 years of experience, but I can tell when a person's telling me what I want to hear versus what their truth is because, you know, this may sound a little bit out there, but I can feel the energetic shift within the person and within the relationship that we're creating. And I can tell when a person is not being totally truthful with the answer that they're giving me.
Mm-hmm. And when you better understand what's going on in a person, and then you're able to really offer a course of healing work that doesn't necessarily require a host of additional problems that are involved when you start taking medications.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this happens every day in my office. And what's important for the person to understand is when they're truly ready, they won't make excuses. For people who continually make excuses or get to a certain level and then they start to make an excuse, oh, it's a financial thing, oh, it's a time thing, oh, it's I got these other deadlines and things that I have to concentrate on. And when they make something other than their health a priority, then I know that their motivation has gone away. And it's like, okay, well, we've improved their function enough to where they'll accept that as the status quo rather than actually fixing the total source of the problem.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you've really offered some other different approaches to how to approach your health and what you can do to avoid necessarily getting onto some of these medications if you're in a situation where your health is in decline. We're obviously not able to answer specific questions here on the air, but you do make yourself available to people if they'd like to ask their own personal questions. So I'd like you to tell us how best to reach you.
The best way to reach me is to either call my office directly, which is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. I'm more than happy to talk to you on the phone. You will definitely get me on the phone if you call that number. The other thing that you can do is you can email me directly if you want a more incognito approach. Send me an email, ask me the question. I communicate with people all over the world on a daily basis and answer their questions and give them advice. And, you know, people are very happy to have some sort of resource. And that's what you need to do. You need to get a resource, specifically when you start to lose your health. So I want to thank you for today's show and appreciate all the questions, Mark. And I want to thank the listener for taking the time to tune in. I hope that we're making a difference in your lives. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.